America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. We are live from Disney's Contemporary Resort.
Our favorite couches. I'm sitting right in front of the couch that says Ballroom of the Americas.
We sort of hinted this week that we might take a road trip, and yes, we did.
Did we hint?
I think we did. We hinted.
Someone said that too on Facebook, and I don't remember hinting though.
You most definitely hinted. I believe it was Justin who read between the lines. You posted a picture and talked about if we should take a road trip.
Oh yeah, no, I said yes. School vacation this week. Road trip? Question mark. Is that a hint?
Yeah,
I was asking a question. Like, should we take one?
You're not very subtle. I think that's definitely Bruce coming out. Like, that's how you are. You can't keep a secret, and you get too excited. So
that's
it's
true.
Fine. It's fine.
That's why I always overpromise on these live shows we do on Facebook. Facebook.com/unlockingthemagic, by the way.
So we are literally sitting on our favorite couches at the Contemporary. People are walking by, kind of looking at us funny. But you know what? It's all good.
Yeah. We're sitting over here, and I can see the California Grill to my left. And everybody's coming down saying, I have a reservation. I'm hoping that they say, I have a reservation, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
These people over here on the couch awkwardly talking into these tiny microphones can have it.
We feel for them. They look like they need a good meal.
Yeah, they do.
After that long 23-hour car ride?
Oh, you're talking about us?
Oh, yeah.
We do need a good meal. You're right.
It was a long few days in the car, but we got it. We made it. We got here, and that's the fun.
The drive down wasn't too bad this time.
It actually wasn't. The drive down was pretty pleasant, I have to say. I was not looking forward to the drive down. And yes, I may have been Googling flights at the very last minute.
We're in New York City, LaGuardia Airport, flight to Orlando. Philadelphia Airport, flights to Orlando.
Yes.
At what point did you say, all right, we're just going to drive the rest of the way?
I think once we made it to Virginia.
You're like, forget it. It's too late now.
I was like, you know what? We're in it. You know, I don't know. I'm totaling up flights and the cost of leaving our car for a week at whatever airport we would have been. It was probably not the smartest idea.
And then still driving home, what is it, 7 or 9 hours from Virginia?
Yeah. You might as well just go to the 23
right.
hours, whatever.
The flight down wasn't. We actually made really good time. We took this back road, Route 13 down Maryland, and it's still 23 hours, though, regardless of, like, good time is, all right, it's 23 instead of 24 hours.
You did say flight down, by the way, just now.
Did I?
Yeah. I think you're daydreaming there, buddy.
It's my brain. That's where
there, there was no flying. There was lots and lots of driving and snack passing and can you turn up the volume? Can you turn down the volume? Can you
bathroom
change the
breaks.
Channel? Can you? Yes, I have to go to the bathroom. So, yes, we'll definitely go into that another time.
Yeah, I don't want to even go into that ever.
I kind of want to forget
it. I'm actually
it.
Never going into that, by the way. Sorry.
He wants to forget it. It's like childbirth, I think. You just forget, and then you just...
Yeah, people always ask, you should document the ride down. And then
it happens.
As the ride down, I'm like, there's no way I'm ever putting this on video. Like, people will...
Wait, what?
Because there's all kinds of infighting in the back of our car.
There is a lot of arguing, and the car is pretty gross right now. So, yes. Anyways, we're here from the Contemporary, and we are on my favorite couches. And I don't know if I'm ever going to leave. I might just get a blanket.
You know what the problem is with these couches right now?
There's a problem?
Yeah. I'm like huddling over this microphone and I can't really relax.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Well, what do we got? 25 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
Roughly.
So we'll try to make it quick for you, Bruce, so you can go back to your relaxation.
So I feel like our last 7 trips down to Disney has been really last minute.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done like a year planning or six month planning, which would be nice. I kind of want to do that. I kind of think I want to do that.
Well, you got the 3-year plan going for the cruise.
That's true, too.
So we're planning that pretty far out. Like 2072, we're going on a cruise.
That's true. Maybe
just
we can...
kidding. If you want to join us on the cruise, you should go to unlockingmagic.com/cruise. We need some more people to come with us.
We need more people.
We'd want some more people to come with us.
Yes.
And it'd be fun.
I'm excited to see some fireworks later.
Me too.
the best place, I feel like, is a contemporary.
You know what? We got down here, and the first thing that we did was go to the Polynesian, and we didn't see the fireworks.
We didn't. We were kind of doing other things. However, we had a great, I feel, live show. Well, the Instagram was really fun the second time.
Well, what we did was we had two phones with us, and I was used to a lot of people on Instagram, Unlock the Magic on Instagram, by the way, asked us to go live on Instagram too because they don't have Facebook. And I said yes. And then we said, we'll definitely do it next week, not knowing we'd be down here. And then we came down here and was going to go live on the Instagrams and Facebooks. And we only had two phones. And I couldn't see the comments.
And you didn't bring your laptop.
And I didn't bring my laptop with me.
Yeah, sounds like we were really organized. Back to the whole last-minute trip things.
Yeah, we're not very organized with that. I don't think people would want to follow our system for this last-minute trip thing.
I don't know if they
Although
would.
We got down here.
Safely.
Yes. We drove.
Safely.
We didn't technically forget anything.
True.
Because of your packing list.
Correct.
And it's fun.
It's a blast.
So far.
So far, so great. The weather's amazing.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, overall, maybe they do want to follow our last-minute guide.
Maybe they do. I think, you know, it's like the beauty in the little things, too. You know, we're kind of going into it last minute, low expectations kind of thing. And we've had a blast so far. I've made tons of friends and had so much fun.
Yeah, we're in the corner here in the Contemporary. And we're at the right at the lobby where the California Grill is. And we're kind of over to the right. And it's a little bit out of the way. You got to really know where these couches are in order to be wandering. You're either lost or you're looking for these couches where we are right now.
They are always pretty empty over here. I just don't think people realize how incredibly comfortable they are and what great little getaway it is.
So we did our Facebook Live on Monday night. That was fun. And kind of gave you a tour of the Polynesian. We brought you to Trader Sam's. We brought you to the new pool area. And I have to say, I think we talked about it on a couple shows ago, the pool area that I wasn't growing on me so much. I didn't really like it. And I have to say, after kind of hanging out in the pool area itself, I kind of like it. I don't think it does. I think it makes it a little bit more crowded, but it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel as bad as I thought it was.
I think you're just remembering it before a little too much. But if you didn't know it, you didn't see it before, I think you wouldn't notice the difference.
Right. If you're going to come down here and stay at the Polynesian and you've never been, you're going to love it.
I will say the movie now, it's way less breezy where they have the movie kind of at that turf area in the middle of where the pool area is. So right when you leave Captain Cook's, they have sort of this fake turf, and that's where they set up the movie. And I just feel like before on the beach, yes, it was beautiful, but it was always breezy. And
it was kind of chilly.
Kids would play with sand, and it was late at night, and they'd get sand in their jammies or something. Somebody would be, you know, getting sand in their eye.
It always sounds better to have a movie on the beach than when it actually happens.
Yes, the reality of it wasn't right, exactly. Although the fire pit and the s'mores and all that is still over there, which I love. So I think that should remain there. I think that's cool. But yes, when it gets to be 8 o'clock, 8:30, you don't want the kids in the sand anymore. So no. I like it. I actually like it a lot.
And we were going to do our live show from right outside of Captain Cook's, this little outside area, right next to where Trader Sam's, the outside of Trader Sam's is. There's like a little table in the back. We were going to do our live show from there. And the movie was going to be ready to set up at 8 o'clock because they start the movie then.
Yes.
And I thought it was going to be too loud, but it really wasn't that loud. So if you're going to eat dinner outside Captain Cook's and the movie's playing, it's not going to be intrusive on your meal.
It isn't. Is it not as loud as it used to be? I don't know. I just feel like
maybe with the wind, they had to have it really loud.
Maybe. Yeah, definitely.
And now they have it
kind
of focused. They know the acoustics of that little turf area. They have the speaker set up perfectly, so it just goes right to where the people are sitting. And then you can hear it if you're walking to get a Dole Whip or you're outside Captain Cook's, but it's not overly loud.
Exactly. So I really like it.
And if you hear kids in the background right now, that's not our kids.
That's not our kids right now. Although the kids are with us, but they're not. They're not.
They're not coming on the show today.
They're not.
So what's the plan?
What is the plan?
Trip? I don't know what our plan is. I think our plan is to go to each resort. Some of the resorts that we haven't talked a ton about, more of the value resorts, which we've gotten a lot of questions. We got a lot of questions about which value resort people
would
should
you rather
stay at.
And yes,
not only which one should we stay at, but which one, like, are they worth the money? I've gotten a lot of questions about that lately. I'm surprised at how many people are questioning the deluxe resorts.
I know, that is true. It is. Well, they are pricey, and if you're not going down where, you know, you get a special offer or some kind of incentive, it can be quite expensive, especially during peak season. So I think, you know, a lot of people are questioning that because it's a very big budget to.
And there's this whole debate about should you take the percentage off the room or should you get the free dining plan?
Yes, that too. So there's a lot to talk about, but yes, and I'm glad that we're doing resort exploring, as I like to say, on this week, because I feel like we can bring people through and kind of bring them along with us. So we'll definitely do that. I kind of want to go live this week and try to bring you some of these resorts right now.
You know what I'm not going to do this week?
What are you not going to do?
I am not going to do a live eating review.
You know what? I have to agree on that. I want to know everybody's opinions on this, but I've heard some other podcasts in the past try to do it, and it just, I don't know, chewing on, I don't know, just doesn't seem
They do
to.
That on other podcasts?
I've heard other podcasts kind of do.
I've never heard other podcasts do it, but it annoys me to no end when someone does it on the phone with me, and I can only imagine that's so totally similar to this.
Yes, we all know that kind of phobia you've got,
like,
or whatever.
First of all, I don't like phone calls at all.
Okay.
And certainly, if you're going to call me, please don't eat while you're calling me.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to chew something, just send me a text.
Gotcha.
Right?
That's how you feel.
Or an email. That's even better.
I like it.
So you're never going to hear us do a live review where we're actually eating while we're recording. Because, I don't know, it just seems rude to me.
Does it?
Like, you're in your car right now, you're driving to work, maybe you're stuck in traffic. Like, do you really want to hear us chewing food and talking about it?
I don't know if it's actually chewing, but yeah.
It's pretty much chewing.
It's chewing.
So.
Well, what we're really excited about, well, at least I am, is that we are going to a water park tomorrow, Disney Water Park. We're still debating on whether or not it's Typhoon Lagoon.
Kind of like us coming to Disney or not.
Last minute decision. Would you rather? I think the vote goes for Typhoon Lagoon right now because the kids are older. They're excited about those 6-foot waves in the wave pool. And
the kids, I'm excited about the 6-foot waves.
You are very excited.
I told you, my mixture of my...
I thought you had said you would just leave you in the lazy river all day.
Let me just finish.
Oh, excuse me.
I was going to say, my day is going to be getting excited tomorrow between the 6-foot waves. And then I'm going to get really tired in there, like... get a little exercise and do some body surfing in there and throw the kids around. And then I'm going to go in the lazy river.
All right.
And then when I'm done with the lazy river, going around a couple times, I'm going to go back in the wave pool.
Okay. So we're going to do this.
That's what we're
going to do, yeah. I believe the vote goes for, I think, pretty much guarantee we're going to Typhoon Lagoon.
Maybe we'll do a live show from Typhoon Lagoon.
That would be fun.
Like, are these waterproof?
I don't know. Are they?
Can we do a live show from the wave pool or the lazy river?
We can sure try. That's for sure.
All right. Let's get some plastic bags. Seems to work with people's cell phones. Wrap our microphones around those.
Yes.
And, I mean, they have water going underwater at the Art of Animation pool.
That is true.
Music, I mean. Not, what did I say?
I'm not sure.
But they have music, so why can't we record underwater?
That's true.
Or while we're going around the lazy river.
All right. Let's try it.
And maybe we'll choose some food while we're at it.
Now you're going to... Okay.
I'll eat a sandwich.
Now you're being sarcastic.
I know.
So I know you're not even serious.
That's not true.
But I'm excited to try the new... Well, I almost said roller coaster, but I guess what do you call them? Thrill ride?
I don't call them anything.
Water thrill ride,
yeah.
I guess? I don't know.
It's a water coaster, isn't it?
Water coaster.
It's a water ride.
Water ride, I don't know. Okay. I'm really excited to try the new one, Miss Adventure Falls, which just debuted recently. So I'm excited to try that and share it with everyone because that's pretty neat. And the story behind that's pretty cool. So I can't wait to see it up front and personal. And the weather is supposed to be amazing. So I think that it screams water park. Hopefully they're not too busy.
It's going to be about 85 or 90 degrees. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
For water slides.
Yes.
I think that's what they're called, by the way.
No, I know they're called water slides, but like these are attraction type things. Like, I don't feel like I should call it a water slide.
Why?
Because it's amplified.
All right, so your amplified water slide.
Okay.
Would you rather one with a raft or without a raft?
Hmm.
Like, do you like the ones that you sit on a tube or the ones that you go bareback?
I don't even have to think about this, actually. I'm going to say the raft. But see, here's the thing. I get nervous on both. I get nervous on the raft.
I mean, you get nervous on everything. So
that is very true.
You know, I don't even think you have to say that.
Does anybody have this fear? Like, I'm scared that I'm going to fall off the raft, first of all, and embarrass myself and hurt myself. And
I can picture that.
Yeah, I can too.
And like someone's going to come down behind you,
yes,
barreling down the raft and just right into you?
Yes.
When you're in the pool and you can't get your legs under you?
How do you know? These exact thoughts are going through my mind right now.
Because I'm pretty sure you say that every time we go down one of those things.
Okay. And then right on my back, I have that fear of just like all I can think about is the end and what people will see when I get out at the end. Like, what's going to happen? you know, might come out. It's just going to be like a complete wreck. Or, yeah, there's
someone's
a lot going.
Show.
I know I'm holding my nose down the thing, down the waterside the whole time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the raft ones better because I don't know. Every time
I
go down,
I didn't say better though.
Oh,
no, I'm just now. I don't even know.
Well, I like the raft ones better because the other ones hurt my back.
Okay.
I feel like every time you get one of those lines, it's like speed bumps going down there.
You know what, though? I have to say, the Disney Resort and the water parks, they do not have those hurtful back slides. You know what I'm talking about? Like the, you know how when it separates?
I think they do.
They don't. It does not. It's very seamless.
Well, we'll come back on for our live show around the Lazy River, and I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
If they do or don't.
I'm telling you, they don't.
I thought it did.
All right.
All right. So anyway, we also went to, so far, I mean, we're only a couple days into our trip. We've already gone to the Polynesian. We're hanging out at the Contemporary right now. We've gone to...
I'm kind of wiped.
Because people have asked us about the Port Orleans French Quarter as well. And we did go there this morning.
And we did have lunch.
We had lunch there. I had a po' boy, which I did not talk about on a microphone.
No, you did not. And I had the gumbo. I highly... $5 for a huge cup of gumbo.
You had the gumbo, and I had the catfish po' boy.
Yes.
And
delicious.
It was really good.
Yes.
And I have to say, neither time I loved it, and I don't know why, but when I went back to the French Quarter today, something hit me. Like, when I think of New Orleans, the French Quarter is what I think of.
Okay.
And there wasn't a ton of people there today, and I walked up and down the main street there and through the lobby, and I have to say, something hit me today that it really made me feel different about that resort, and I really think that I like it now.
I agree with you 1,000%, Bruce. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I don't know what happened, but you know, I'm still iffy on Riverside. I still think that that's a really large
resort.
But
we've always said that. We've always said that we preferred the French Quarter. But I love the mansions over at Riverside. So if I'm going to stay at Riverside, which I probably will, because the prices are usually very great. Like, they offer pretty good prices, and you can fit a family of five easily and comfortably with the trundle beds. I prefer those mansions just for that feeling that you get at the French Quarter. I feel like there's more of that mystery that you get, that you feel in New Orleans, and I love it.
It's really big, though. Like,
I think
the French Quarter, you get that
intimate feel,
you don't have to walk 4 miles to the pool or to get a coffee in the morning or to get a sandwich or a snack. That's what I like. Like, I like the
food's good, too, over there. I think the food's a little better.
Yes, the dining options are a little bit better.
It's more themed. The dining options, it's definitely themed New Orleans style. That catfish po' boy or the shrimp po' boy and the gumbo. And I just think it's...
The shrimp and grits was on the menu today.
Yes.
And then they had, like, a chicken biscuit.
Yes.
And a burger with so much things on
my
it.
My mouth's watering.
Yeah, it was just
And
great.
Of course, the beignets. I mean, really. It's just... Yes. So we often, even if we do stay at New Orleans, we often do walk over, which it's not a short walk, but we do walk over. Don't wait for the
boat. It's a pretty long walk, by the way.
But I will say, we've done the mistake of waiting for the boat, because the boat will take you to the French Quarter, too, and then stop it, because it goes into Disney Springs. That takes forever.
Yeah, if time is an issue, walk.
Yeah, even though it's long and far, it's definitely worth it. Anyway, but... I think the food's a little better, too, and it keeps with the overall theme. And so anyway, so, okay. So
we went to Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the French Quarter and the Art of Animation we went to today.
Done so much.
I know. I feel like we've jam-packed this day in this trip so far. We've only been here for 2 days.
I want to say a shout-out to Donovan, the nice cast member at the Art of Animation today. We made friends. I'm so happy that
he was at the food court there.
He was at the food court.
And so... We went through, and we actually videoed a lot of this that's going to go on our YouTube channel, so you should go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And what was your favorite part of the – and what's your favorite part of the Art of Animation? Or which – not necessarily part, but which section of the resort?
Oh, this is hard.
So the resort's in four different themes.
Okay, so you want me to pick, like, a theme that I like the
best?
Yeah,
like, if you had to choose, there's obviously the Finding Nemo theme, there's the Cars theme, there's the Lion King theme, and then the Little Mermaid.
That's really hard. Okay, because they're all amazing. I absolutely love the Little Mermaid area. I think just seeing the...
Even though the prince was really small and the king was really big?
Listen, we talked about this. The king is a mythical creature, King Triton.
Yeah.
And then I'm obsessed with Ursula.
I know. Why are you obsessed with Ursula?
I absolutely love the Disney villains. I don't know. It's a little bit of an obsession. I don't know. I don't get it. It's kind of the opposite of my personality a little bit. Or I don't know. I just love it. Anyway.
Well, we asked our kids and they all said Cars.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask. We asked them?
I did.
Oh, Scott. Was I there?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I was hanging out with Ursula.
Obviously not if you don't remember.
Yeah, no. But I think what I thought you were going with that question is that what do I love about the Art of Animation Resort? And I think overall what I love is definitely, and it's cliche, but like the atmosphere there, it's just so vibrant and colorful. When you walk into the lobby there, I feel really connected to the animation part of Disney. And I feel like a strong connection there. That it's just humbling.
Yeah, we're going to unlock the whole Art of Animation because we've stayed there, and we're going to unlock that in a future episode. We'll talk about that, the history of it, and get into the whole details. But I just want to kind of catch your thoughts real quick since we were just there about a couple hours ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we actually walked around the food court too, and I saw some food, and we tried some things. And again, we didn't record us eating anything. So
you're really, like, very opinionated about that. It's almost a rant. Okay, we're going. Moving on.
Thank you.
Okay, so water park. We're going to try to do some live video. Definitely catch us on Instagram if you haven't subscribed. Where are we on Instagram?
Unlock the Magic.
Unlock the Magic. We're off on Facebook as well.
Unlocking the Magic. Facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. And what the plan for this week is to do.
What is their plan?
I don't really have one.
Can we just come up with a plan right now?
Yes. Yeah, so here's I'm going to try and too, but you keep talking.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Team talks a lot.
Yes.
Talks too much, is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
We're definitely going to get some Tonga toast. And by the way, I didn't get any free Tonga toast.
You didn't ask. And it was night.
That's true. That's why she said no.
Exactly.
I said, can I have my free Tonga toast? She said no. But it was 8 o'clock at night.
See? Okay.
So it's just they didn't have any.
All right.
But I appreciate it. A couple people said they did say... sent us to get some Tonga toast. I appreciate those. If anybody
Thumbs
else is
up.
Listening in the future, if you're going to the Polynesian, please.
Please.
Listen, I ask for one favor. I don't even care about reviews on iTunes.
No?
Nope. Just let me get a free Tonga toast. Tell him Bruce sent you to get your Tonga toast.
Okay.
I want the Bruce referral fee on that.
All right.
But I lost my train of thought.
It's all right.
So we were talking about what we're going to do.
And another thing that we talked about on our live show yesterday that if you didn't catch us, we did talk about the new security checkpoint. So we did see them. And we did actually just walk through one when we were getting on the monorail just now. And we went through bag check. And they have the area there where they check your bags and you go through the metal detectors.
It was really easy.
It was really easy. However, it wasn't. It is late in the evening and no one's really traveling to any of the parks right now. So I will definitely give you my feedback after we see it during the peak time, I guess you want to say?
Right.
To see how that level, because it is a small sort of area that's congested.
Well, you're only going to have that peak time in the morning.
Right, that's true.
Because when people leave the parks, they don't have to go through security.
Right.
So you're only going to get that real peak time in the morning time.
True.
So if you're going to the Polynesian or any of the deluxe resorts, you're going to have to go through that security thing in the morning.
Right. And they're so pleasant. The security guards there are so nice, and they do a thorough job, and they do try to move guests along pretty swiftly.
Now, the one at the Polynesian in the Floridian was outside.
Yes.
And the one in the Contemporary.
Well, outside-ish. It's covered.
It's outside.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
It's outside.
Okay. Yes.
And the one in the Contemporary is inside.
Yes.
So I haven't seen them during the morning time, but I feel like the one at the Contemporary looked a little clustered.
Okay.
And I feel like that's going to be the hardest one. So if you're staying at the Contemporary,
they did have some ropes around like the
yeah. If you're staying at the Contemporary and you go into the bar, probably set yourself a little bit extra time.
Right. Well, it's that same scenario where everyone's kind of. It's like what you talked about. You know, you're going through bag check, and all of a sudden, there goes bottles. And
you know what though? I just did it myself. I was literally getting on the monorail at the Polynesian,
and
I had my backpack on, and the guy's like, "Can I see your bag, sir?" I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm that person! I can't believe I'm that person."
How many?
But there was nobody. In my defense, there was nobody in line.
I think you emptied your pocket. There was like a pound of things in your pocket.
A pound?
It
was way more. I had like 47 things in my.
It was a little embarrassing.
I said, listen, sir, I do a podcast and a video show. I'm sorry. These are all my tools of the trade.
Your tools of the trade were a little much.
I'm trying to make this epic, and I got to carry all this stuff around in my pockets.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. So, anyway, I will say I think it was smart. I think, you know, definitely after you get off the monorail and you can kind of waltz right into the Magic Kingdom, it's probably going to change the overall feel.
All right. Anyway, go subscribe to us on Facebook, facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. This week, if you're listening to this when it comes out, we're going to be doing a lot of live streaming on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two platforms. So Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. Unlock the Magic on Instagram. Say hello to us on Twitter. We are WDWUnlockMagic. Mm-hmm. Also, go get Connie's packing list. If you're heading to Disney soon, last minute or really long planned out trip like
really
our cruise.
Long. Yes.
Go get our packing list. It's going to help you pack and not forget your things.
Right.
And the sponsor of the show today is Enchanted Escapes. Awesome. If you're heading to Disney soon, and I was just talking about this today with someone.
Oh.
Someone in our car. A family member.
Oh, yes.
That says, hey, you got to go on our cruise with us.
Yes.
And it wasn't one of our children that we're making pay go on a cruise with us.
Correct.
It was kind of a family member.
Kind of a family member. It is a family member.
True.
Okay.
And I said, hey, listen, where you got to go to the, you got to go get the travel agent because they do all the work for you. All you got to do is pay them.
It depends on the day. We consider him a family member when, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes he breaks stuff and I don't want to claim him.
Exactly.
But
yes.
I said, hey, you got to go call Enchanted Escapes because all you got to do is they do everything for you,
mm-hmm.
and then they just send you the bill from Disney. It doesn't cost you any money. Like, they don't charge you any money.
16 All they years do, old. You can do that, right?
Yeah, he works. He says he's got, like, a lot of money in the bank. He's got this card he says he uses, and he just can pay for anything.
All right. So.
That's what his mom said, at least.
That's what his mom said.
Anyway, so.
Bring him along with his credit card.
I said, hey, you got to go to enchanted-escapes.com,
okay.
Talk to April, set up your cruise or your Disney trip. They do all your fast passes, your dining reservations, and hotel and resort bookings free of charge for you.
And if you have looked into the cruise but you haven't clicked on the link that's on our website, make sure you try to do that so that we can make sure everyone that's going on the cruise that week, even if you don't want to admit that you're coming with us, go on that part because we will have some special things happening. But in order to know who is actually part of the Unlocking Magic group, you have to go that way. So.
Yeah, and the rooms are – they messaged us the other day saying the rooms are kind of filling up. So if you're going to go with us and you want to be involved in what we're doing – as a group, go head over to that link, unlockingthemagic.com/cruise. Sign up now. Even if you just put a deposit down just to reserve your spot before all the rooms fill up so we know how many people are coming with us.
Right.
And I know how many people I have to dodge on the cruise.
So Bruce knows when to jump ship.
Right. I want to know how much ice cream I have to share.
Okay.
That's... Not recording, though.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So... That was quite the topic of the show this week.
That was. I feel like this was a very random show.
It was a very random show. But I
random show from a random spot.
very random spot. But there's also, so we're doing a lot this week. We're here, obviously. We're going to give you as much as possible with photos, live video, as much as we can. But also, we have so much breaking news that just happened this week that I can't wait to share with you. So we will do this podcast. Hopefully when we come back, we can record another one and talk about some breaking news that I am really excited about. I'm not going to say anything right now on air because I don't want to jinx anything, but Disney has announced some great things happening. So.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't?
No.
Do you watch any news or do any research?
I don't watch the news.
Okay. Disney news?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, there's some great things happening.
Well, fill me in.
Will, in the next episode.
All right. So we're going to go right now. Subscribe to our podcast. If you're just listening to this, you just found the show, hit the subscribe button.
All right. Okay, so I got to go find where that pirate is.
Yes, we're going to go try to find that pirate ship. The one thing I do care about...
There's not a pirate ship. There was a pirate.
Oh, there was an actual pirate?
No, I heard somebody over there, so I need
to go
check.
All right, let's go find that out. We'll see you guys in the next podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Thanks so much, everybody.
We'll see you.